you want to talk a bit more about the experience in Norfolk?
Yeah, it sort of occurred to me that making history real for children, young people, has been a kind of important theme throughout, and really one that's sort of been pursued progressively, certainly during the time that I was teaching in the classroom. And in Norfolk, one of the ways we tried to do that was to involve pupils in doing archaeology. We were fortunate, it was a rural school. Some of the pupils were the children of local farmers. I remember at a parents' evening being told by a parent who was a farmer about a field where there was a Roman site. We did it all properly. We liaised with the county archaeological unit. We had, in fact, a splendid local archaeologist came along with us and helped to guide us in undertaking the procedure correctly. But we took year seven classes to this field and gridded the field in 10-meter squares. And every pupil had responsibility for a square and had to search it, and did so. And then they would fill a plastic bag with their finds. It was a Roman site, so there were bits of tegula and imbrex and bits of tesserae from floors. And then an electrifying moment when this child exclaimed, "I found a coin!" And he had. It was coin lying on the surface, Roman coin, 4th century. No value, but immediately identifiable as a Roman coin that the rain just happened to have washed clean. We took the finds back to the classroom, and it so happened that the classroom had a sort of tiled floor so that you could recreate the grid on moving the desk back and using the floor. And we laid the finds out on the floor and then started to talk about what we could learn. And you could do that in a totally visual, graphic way using that evidence. The motivation was huge. You know, they'd all found their own evidence, you know, and this evidence added up into a synthesis of a site about which we could speculate, which we could investigate, we could hypothesize, you know, sort of, well, we're seeing a lot of roof tile there, now what's that telling us? And we found a lot of bone over there, now what, you know, what's this telling us? And so on. I just loved it. I mean, it was just wonderful to do because the children enjoyed it so much. And that was the sort of spirit of what, you know, a lot of what we've tried to do.
That's before the national curriculum.
This is before the national curriculum. Now, at the point we were so rudely interrupted, but thank you for the reminding me, by the fire alarm. I was mentioning a conversation in 1987 when I can remember sort of passionately opposing a national curriculum, and the person I was talking to said, "Well, why? You know, what's wrong with it? It makes sense, doesn't it?" Okay, it makes sense in the sense that it will bring benefits. You know, it will mean, for example, that it will be much easier for children to move from one school to another and not repeat ground that they've already covered. It's good to have a national framework and so on. But if you prescribe a national curriculum, the creativity will go out of it. Now, I still think that's true. In a sense. Of course, if you prescribe a national curriculum, hopefully you've got a basis for eliminating the mediocrity as well, and you've got a common basis for raising standards. So, you know, ultimately, I mean, I was persuaded over the following sort of 3 years, partly just through having to be a participant and then embracing being a participant, that a national curriculum can bring huge benefits. But there's still a sense in which, you know, you do lose something along the way. And as far as history is concerned, you know, you do lose that opportunity to be creative, or some of the opportunity to be creative. I still think there's a huge amount, and always have thought, there's a huge amount you can do within the national curriculum. And that's become, I guess, increasingly the case as the national curriculum has become more flexible and less prescribed over time. So, you know, maybe there's hope that, you know, we'll get back to a sort of golden age of history teaching.
That's a nice note to finish on. Thank you.